Continuing to assess what happened, when, where. I won't speculate on those options nor publicly discuss those options.
Chuck Hagel putting that foot down once again between speculating and assessing. We're talking about Syria, of course. Welcome to the show. This is America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. If you've never heard the show before, well, sit back, enjoy, and you can be a part of it, too. The Conversation on the Overnight Highway. This is your show, 855-266-5283. Coming up, we're going to talk about a couple of things besides Syria, closer to home. The lone bomber who is left in the Boston Marathon bombings now has a lawyer who's famous for getting her clients off of death row. So it's not looking good for those who thought that death was ultimately the just desserts for a 19-year-old who followed his brother into the war on the people of the Boston Marathon, if you will, for lack of a better way to describe it. It's now perhaps a life sentence for the accused bombing suspect, Zokhar Tsarnaev, who is discussing this possible deal with his lawyer, Judy Clark, in which federal prosecutors would consider waiving the DP if they got what they're calling a full accounting of the attack that left, of course, three people dead and 260-plus people injured. And I think there are plenty of people that would agree death penalty doesn't rock my world, doesn't do anything, doesn't prevent what had happened. In my case, I think it's more than revenge. It's not so much that. It's, in a way, it is the eye for the eye kind of deal, but not pure revenge. It's about righting a wrong, in a sense. In this case, it definitely falls into that category. So Zokhar was charged with federal terrorism last week following a massive debate where Republican lawmakers were calling for the suspect to be treated as an enemy combatant, rather, which would have given the investigators more latitude to question him about other plots. But that didn't happen. They searched the house where Tamerlan, the older brother's widow, Catherine Russell, was living in Rhode Island since the attack. And the reason why is because the other twisted thing in the middle of this is that they found DNA, female DNA, so they're wondering if it was her DNA. You know, repeatedly she's said she's not involved in it, which, who knows, still could be the truth. But they're checking as a precautionary measure. The DNA, in fact, might have even come from employees at one of the stores where the parts for the bombs were actually picked up. And the idea of Mirandizing this guy, the Attorney General defended the decision to read the Miranda rights, insisting the decision was totally consistent with the laws that we have, because there's been some tug of war over that, not wanting that to be the sticking point in a courtroom. All right, something else that hit me during the day, watching all this stuff and getting a plea and, you know, what's going to happen with him and the female DNA found on the bomb. Could it be the sister-in-law and the death penalty expert, Judy Clark, joining the defense team of the Boston bomb suspect, and then the U.S. looking into Syrian chemical use, and the U.S. and the allies trying to figure out some details on this before they go full throttle into it. And you know the U.S. would take the lead in this, for sure. I think when we think about our country and we sit back and we worry about the future of the people behind us, you have to look at all these things that are happening and all the balls that have been dropped, and the fact that because there is pressure from some Islamic groups, the FBI agents might not have done some of what they should have done had it asked the right kind of questions about whether someone was radicalized or not, instead of getting into this unfortunate situation where the older brother was questioned and easily let go. So one of the biggest people questioning the fiasco of what could have stopped the two bombs is Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert, saying that you have to look at somebody being radicalized, whether it's jihad, al-Qaeda, whatever it is, you have to look there for the answers. And Gohmert said the FBI has to be allowed to use any and all information to weed out terrorists, such as the Marathon bombing suspects, but it's kind of that slippery slope. Do you really want to go in this direction? How far are you willing to go, I guess, is the one thing. And in this case, the answer is pretty far, I'd say. Pretty far. All right, coming up, the furloughs to blame for all of the woes in Washington. There's a couple of people that are saying that's what's hurt them. This is what has ripped them up because they haven't been able to do what they normally do because of the deep furloughs across the board. I know two people losing 20%, and then, of course, that's with the day off from work. I think the only good thing in their case is they get Friday off. So if you're going to have the days to pick from, instead of having an oddball day in the middle of the week, at least it's connected to a weekend, which is big, if you think about it, right? But 20% pay cut. How many people in the middle of the year could get the 20% pay cut and not really feel that pinch? I would say not very many. And did you forget about immigration reform? Let me slide this in here in this next minute. 2 weeks after the Senate got their 844-page Gang of Eight immigration reform legislation, House Republicans say they'll take a more measured approach dealing with immigration policy in pieces in order to give an adequate consideration to each part to not get caught and feel as though they have shortchanged it here. That's certainly not the case. In fact, they're hoping they can still have the bipartisan cooperation so that they can figure out how to secure the borders and how to come up with that measured approach that I mentioned. Stay with us. Whining about the furloughs next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
Part of what's made the Academy so effective is that all the scientists elected to your elite ranks are volunteers, which is fortunate because we have no money anyway. For 150 years, you've strived to answer big questions, solve tough problems, not for yourselves, but for the benefit of the nation. And that legacy is endured from the Academy's founding days.
The investments that have huge payoffs in the future are the ones that need to be looked at first in tough budget times. It should be the last place we cut money, not the first.
We will always be able to come here to remind us that no matter how smart a people are, if you have a head without a heart, you are not human.
All right, so cuts, cuts, cuts. Academy of Science, whoops, the joke about we're not paying you anyway. Kathleen Sebelius is talking about preschool and state funding cuts, and the former President Clinton breathing a sigh of relief that, guess what, we don't have to close the doors of the Holocaust Museum because we got to remember about the head without the heart deal, so we don't want to see that go down. You know, remember when the furloughs were first talked about, you couldn't tour the White House, and you still can't tour the White House because there's not enough Secret Service that can be paid for, so this entire summertime is wiped out as far as any of those tours are concerned. So, you know, we're in that serious financial crunch, and blame it initially on that committee that couldn't come up with an agreement, and then the axe that ultimately fell over all of the collective heads of anyone who worked for a government agency. They either would have to pay the piper or not, but in the end, the taxpayers, all of us, suffer with even the slightest thing that we were interested, some of the things that we were interested in doing won't be available because of the sequester. And isn't it interesting that the FAA funding, is funded because the sequester affected Congress there? In other words, they're trying to fly back and they can't get the flights. They're not going to wait for 6 hours in some lounge somewhere. So it's convenient. Okay, so let's make sure that we don't go there with this, because we would like to be able to fly back to our constituents. And since it affected so many people, of course, that was the thing that was reversed. There were other things that could have been reversed, and the money wasn't chopped out of their budget, but that didn't happen, and that's because the one who screams the most and wields the most power wins. And in this case, when you have a whole bunch of lawmakers who are heading out as early as can be on Friday or Thursday night or whenever, they need to have plane access, because remember, the whole thing was about taking the regular plane. Well, you still have to have the seats, and the rest is history, as they say. Couple of quick nuggets moving along here. The story that we followed for a long time, in fact, took it into the Republican convention, was, remember the Republican governor from South Carolina, Mark Sanford? And Sanford is in a race against Stephen Colbert's sister. They're going to go toe-to-toe in a South Carolina debate. They're both fighting for the first congressional district special election. So this has been highly charged, excellent political headbanging to watch, because both candidates are incredibly feisty, and the vitriol between the two is pretty big. They had only one meeting before their May 7th face-off to succeed now Senator Tim Scott. And Sanford hammered Colbert Bush, a Clemson University administrator type, and as I said, the sister of Stephen Colbert, for the financial support she's getting from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, so the PAC. And she's hammering him on other issues, some of them also financial as well. I mean, his past transgressions, his missteps, they've put him certainly in the outcome in jeopardy. I don't think this is one of those flip the coin kind of contests. But that's what makes it interesting, that it's just that close. This could really go either way. Either he's embraced enough people who think he's changed, or she's just that good and that much more high profile, and that's what it'll come down to, I think, in this case, in the end, with the voters having to decide. It's going to be really that tight. This is interesting, because if you think of what happened on Bush v. Gore, could anything have been more precedent setting? I was reading a story today that former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor had some doubts that the highest court should even ruled on Bush v. Gore because of, you know, the outcome of the 2000 presidential election, the decided outcome. And she said in an interview with a Chicago paper that it took the case and decided at a time when it was still a big election issue. The court should have said, we're not going to take it, goodbye, but they didn't. And so there was all kinds of controversy over this. And, of course, O'Connor goes way back to the Reagan years. She was appointed in 1981 and was part of the 5-4 majority deciding to stop the recount in the state of Florida, where it was so lopsided because of a few things. And the vote count didn't obviously make sense to the Democrats. And that was the election that lingered for days. It was absolutely crazy if you remember it. And I would imagine this is a big part of the Bush Library. Once that opens to the public, probably worth a travel if you're in Dallas-Fort Worth to go and see that museum, because I hear it's spectacular. And I'm going to take you on a little tour of it when I go in the next couple of weeks. But I hear it's pretty amazing and fair to history, where you get to be the judge. So I think that's very smart that way, to let the people be the judge on some of the hot button issues and have some fun with that instead of hammering it over and over and over and over again, if that makes any sense. Coming up later this week on America Tonight, don't forget our next show, Stephen Showhead Hollywood Stories. He gets you the inside scoop on just about anything. Some of the older movie stars and some of the current movie stars and whatnot. He is a tour guide, so he's up on a lot of what's happening there and what's being produced and that kind of stuff and what to put on a must-see list. His, you know, he aims the arrow pretty well. Usually he hits on a lot of the same movies that I probably would have hit on. This is sad to me. You know, we were talking about furloughs in the beginning and what programs were being cut because of not having money and simply having to do that. The Department of Veteran Affairs is withholding bonuses for, they say, senior officials who oversee disability claims because they haven't met performance goals for reducing a sizable backlog in claim processing over the last 3 years. A VA spokesperson said that the savings would be used to help reduce the backlog. The backlog has increased dramatically over the past 3 years, and they've come under intense criticism from veteran groups and other members of Congress who have asked the president to try to speed up the process. How about that? Speed up the process. And they should, because it's horrible that you've got all these disability claims that are waiting, people where they lost limbs, and the number of claims for longer than 125 days jumped from less than 200,000 to nearly 500,000 in 2011. 500,000 says something, doesn't it? By the way, the price tag for the senior executives that infuriated people, a total of $2.8 million for the top row of people, so the C's, as they call them, the CEO, the CIO, all that kind of stuff. Wow. And in the meantime, the VA's total spending for executive bonuses reflect the restrictions and dropped about 25% in 2011. How do you make up that gap? How do you make up the difference there? And the answer is, really, you can't make up the difference there. You can't make it up. That's why they put these new limits in place in June. That's what they stuck in there in 2011. And unfortunately, the bonuses that were supposed to go out weren't, which is a good thing. They actually stopped the bonuses once they found out how much and where it was going. Stay with us. We're climbing the wall to the next side here on America Tonight.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventor's information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
And a lot of people have, listening to the show, have plenty to say about what's happening in the Boston case and also Jason Collins, who has come out as a gay player in the NBA. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one comes to us from Jason, who says, hats off to Jay Collins for being up front finally and saying that he's a gay athlete. Will he get another gig in the NBA? Who knows? But he got support from the league, from David Stern, from the former president, Bill Clinton, from all kinds of celebrities who said they were proud of his courage and that maybe more people will step into the light and out of the closet in a sense. Because at this point, do we really care? Do you think any younger generations are going to label somebody as a homosexual? I'm going to say no. I'm 28, and I can tell you most of my friends, even if it's not for them, and even if they're highly Christian, They don't want to point fingers or condemn other people's and people, and I don't think they care about Jason Collins to say that he shouldn't have done what he did. Well, you know, the whole thing here with, thanks for that note, the whole thing here is the how other players and other teams will react to this. There's probably, it'll be fine. You know, it's about basketball no matter what. And then the rest comes into play, your personal history. It's about winning, and in the NBA and in any big-time sport, it's one of the big four. Really, that's the focus. Now, will he be back in a role in the NBA is the tricky thing. And really, I don't think that's from discrimination. I think it's because he's, you know, he's played for six different teams. He's 34. Is he kind of past that point? Not necessarily, but he could be. Because if you look at his points, his totals, and he's got height. He's a 7-foot center, so that's why the teams would have brought him in. But he's averaged just a handful of points. It's like 3.6 and barely 4 rebounds a game in 12 seasons. Now, he wasn't somebody who was used on the floor necessarily that way either, but he comes out and the word spread quickly when he decided. He became the first male professional athlete to do that. Now, I think that is pretty brave because he didn't do it for all the time in between. He decided to wait and then said after the Boston bombings, he said this seemed like a good time. Why am I waiting? And not just being truthful. So there was lots and lots of reaction to Jason Collins. A lot of people tweeting that it was courageous and all this other stuff. And I'm just wondering if it will open the floodgates and other male athletes will come forward and say that they're gay or not. I mean, keep to themselves. At this point, I bet you still, especially in the NFL, that there would be a keep it to yourself kind of thing, I think. There was another reaction to this, and this one from Crystal, who says, hey, Kate Delaney, love the show. Love, 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 love. Don't agree with the lifestyle of Jason Collins one bit. That's because I am a Bible-thumping kind of woman. However, he has a right to do it, and he has a right to share that if he feels like he wants to do it. I don't believe that he'll be treated any differently in the NBA. If he continues to play, it won't really matter. Nobody's going to really care about it, I don't think. What do you say? Well, I think if he gets picked up by another team, they're going to want him to be the big body in the middle, certainly not the scoring machine or the fantastic rebounder or anything like that. I mean, he was traded from Boston to Washington in February. He was the 18th pick in the first round of the 2001 NBA draft. So he's not a superstar kind of guy. And there have been other athletes who have come out, but it's been when they've been retired. So this is a little bit different that he did this while he was a free agent and essentially still playing in the NBA. This certainly isn't the last word, I don't think, on Jason Collins or just in general the idea that somebody decided to come out while they were technically still playing. All right, let's take this one from The Blade. The Blade says, Kate, we can only hope that the wiretap mandate will not fly through Congress because we know that Google and Facebook have more money than either one of us can count, and I'm sure they will fight the proposal for intercepting online communications. Yeah, I think it'd be a nightmare for them. Of course they're going to do that, without a doubt. They're going to do that because why would Google or Facebook, what advantage would it be to them? It's more getting in the crosshairs of the people that they want on their sites. So that does not seem like a likely scenario. This poll shows that the public, this is interesting, the public actually blames the president for what's the public and the Republicans equally for what's been brewing in Foggy Bottom, and it's all the sequester stuff where things are being chopped out of budgets that people don't realize they're being chopped out until they go to use the services. Like what's happening in the skies, that was part of the furlough, and 34% of the people who responded blamed the Republicans for the FAA furloughs of air traffic controllers. That was what part of that nightmare was last week, with the with flights not taking off on time, people waiting a couple of hours on either side, and what a nightmare it was. So Congress last week said, yep, they authorized the FAA to transfer funds from airport improvement grants into their personnel budget so they could end the air traffic controllers' furloughs that were starting to pile up, frankly, and they were piling up planes and flight delays. So if he signs the bill, even though he wanted a mixture of spending cuts and tax increases to replace the $85 billion in automatic spending cuts that went into effect on March 4th, I would say he gets that. I would say that I would say there isn't a worry there. I think he gets that. So this could change a few things for a few people, but isn't it interesting? Some Congress people are inconvenienced. And so what do they do along with the general public? We don't want that anymore. So please, please pay the air traffic controllers so we can get back to some normalcy when it comes to traveling, because already it's a headache as it is. So let's fix this right away. If we're going to cherry pick, let's fix it. Let's make sure that we have a way to get home, and therefore everybody else benefits from that as well who might be traveling, which is a big wow, isn't it? I think it's a very, very big wow. Such generosity, because it suits them. That's why it suits them. Do you ever think about some of the things that are going extinct around us? You know, that name, that word used to get thrown around a lot when I was a kid. There would always be conversations, whether it was in science class or at the Smithsonian or the Franklin Institute, about that kind of stuff. But after 6 years of searching, an entomologist concluded that three varieties of butterflies native to South Florida have become extinct. Extinct. That they've disappeared. So it's a warning about the degradation of South Florida's environment. There are major problems, environmental harm, all that kind of stuff. So the quality for people is degrading, and I think people are probably a little bit worried about that. You think, oh, that's no big deal, a few little things extinct. But for every animal, mammal, insect, whatever, in the forest, there is a purpose. There is a purpose, and this can hurt populations in the reverse order. In the reverse order. So the three butterflies were found only in southern Florida and are now extinct at the Florida Zesto Skipper and a couple of others. Wow. How about that? The mosquito spray, who knows? Something definitely affected those populations, without a doubt. All right, so if you want to email the show, you can do that, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And perhaps next time we check the mailbag, we may read your letter. Thanks very much for sending them all in.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food during the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
One, two, one, two, three, four. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Why my love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, and something like the world, we turn it our way. And our way. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
All right, a little Willie Nelson. Happy birthday, Willie. 80 years old, do you believe it? Oh, yeah. The iconic Willie Nelson. Who hasn't heard that song? But that's just one of the many popular Willie Nelson songs. Listen. Bum, 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 bum.
And I'll wait. It's on the road again.
wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music for my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Deserved a full play, didn't it? Think of Willie Nelson. He, you know, he had seven kids, or has seven kids. He's married to the same woman since 1991, Annie DeAngelo. He's known for a whole bunch of things, including when he got tapped by the IRS. Remember that? When he saved his house with the IRS tapes is what he did, because he owed money and they were coming after him no matter what. So if he had to sell stuff, he was going to sell stuff. He was going to get the money and he was going to get them off of his back. The government was going to get off of his back. Of course, he's also known as the Redheaded Stranger. That's his nickname. He was born April 30th, 1933. He's mostly country rock, outlaw country, they call it. Some call it alternative country, even some pop music. And when you look back at the amount of songs that Willie Nelson has written, or songs he's been involved with in the very, very beginning, you know, of his music career, you have to go back to the 50s. He cut his first record in 1956. No Place for Me was his first record, but the record didn't really go anywhere. Nobody bought the record. So he worked as a radio announcer and a singer in Vancouver clubs. He made a bunch of appearances in a Colorado nightclub. He did everything that he could do. He started to work as a dishwasher, and then he ended up going back to Texas. And this is wild. I was reading this story about him today. He sold door-to-door Bibles, door-to-door Bibles. Can you imagine? Vacuum cleaners, and then became a sales manager for Encyclopedia Americana. And eventually he ditched all that and started writing more music, moved to Nashville. Nobody would sign him. His demos were rejected, but he would play in this lounge near the Grand Old Opry. So a lot of the stars from the Grand Old Opry went in there, and other singers and all that kind of stuff. And he met some pretty well-known people who heard him and liked him, and before you knew it, he was jamming with them and writing music and all that sort of stuff. And then he slowly but surely, his career started to take off somewhat. He went on tours and became popular, really, with outlaw country. As time went on, it was outlaw country that put him in the mainstream, more in the mainstream, I think, than probably anything else. It's very, very funny to me, because you think of him as older with the braids and all that stuff. It's funny to go back and look at the old pictures of Willie Nelson, and he had that, at one point, that crazy short hair. Of course, everybody was younger that he hung out with Christopherson and Waylon Jennings and whatnot, but he was part of the Highwaymen. Remember, that was the Johnny Cash group, and Christopherson was part of that, and he was there too. And like I said, the IRS, he owed the IRS some serious money, some serious zeros, like six of them with the 32 in front of it. And his accountants hadn't been paying his taxes for years. So he had unpaid taxes, he had investments that were tanking, and he had to pay back. He negotiated with some and had to pay back a pretty big sum. So other people, I think, came out and helped him, and he settled for whatever he could to get that out of the way. And then he toured and played with people like Johnny Cash and Toby Keith and, you know, whatnot. But certainly turned things around too when he came back into the public eye a little bit more. He did a bunch of movies. He did Thief and Electric Horseman. He played in a whole bunch of little TV appearances, and you know, whatnot. And I've been to this a couple of different times. He's got a truck stop in Carl's Corner, Texas. The bankruptcy court allowed him to invest in it. They got about 80 employees, and it was a concert hall with a bar and a dance floor. But it closed in 2011 after defaulting on a loan. So he's had some real struggles. But when he does a concert, he really draws people out. People want to see Willie Nelson. And now at 80 and, you know, the whole, he's still that maverick is probably the better word to use. That he's that maverick kind of guy. He does have his fans, without a doubt. You heard On the Road Again. That was from 1980. But he sang on We Are the World. He did the other song in the 70s as well, Always on My Mind. That was a big hit for him. He sang with different people on their duet albums. So what a career Willie Nelson had. I did get one email from Kelly who said, Kate, you cannot believe what a huge Willie Nelson fan I am. I'm 35, so he was before my time in a sense, but I grew up listening to him rock out, as one would say, because to me, yes, he was country, but he had sort of a rockabilly style in a few songs that you could easily pick up. And he's fun to see in concert. I've probably been to four or five of his concerts. Yeah, he's got another, you know, they always say it's the farewell tour, but he's touring all over the place. Clearwater, Florida, Atlanta, Evansville, Indiana, Kalamazoo, Michigan, South Dakota, lots of different venues that he'll be hitting, maybe one close to you. And he does a 4th of July picnic with Kris Kristofferson, and that's on the 4th of July. And he does that each and every year in Fort Worth, and it's always jammed, always jammed, because people, as I said, cannot get enough of Willie Nelson. I think it's something about the renegade guy with the headband and the attitude and whatnot that draws people in. You know, television shows, he was in the Dukes of Hazzard and Wag the Dog. I remember Wag the Dog. What a good movie that was, with Dustin Hoffman. So happy birthday, Willie Nelson. 80 looks great on you.
Would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.